What up, world? What up, world? What up, world? Back again. It's the Country Rap Report. Yours truly, Caesar Big XL.
What up, it's your dude, Spank.
Hey, man. First thing I got to say, I know this is a little behind, but I got to say it because this just transpired. Congratulations to the Atlanta Braves for winning their first ever World Series.
Not first ever.
Hold on. Well, running their first World Series since 1995.
Okay, yes.
1995 was the last time them boys did it. Shout out to the Atlanta Braves. Yes, this will be old by the time you see it, but we're recording this the day after they won. Shout out, man. Big shout out to the front office, because if you're not a baseball fan, you know we talk baseball here.
No.
If you're not a baseball fan, the Atlanta Braves started out really, really slow.
Okay. That would be an understatement.
They started out really, really slow. And then they started the season. They lost their best, what a lot of people consider the best pitcher.
Okay. Yes.
Their best pitcher early on.
Yes.
Okay. And then in July, they lost what is considered their franchise player.
He is definitely franchise and probably one of the top five players in the league.
I'm not going to say the face of the Braves because that will go to Freddie Freeman, but he's definitely right. The future of the team.
Absolutely.
They lost him. And at that time, they weren't playing well.
No.
And when they lost him, losing the pitcher that was coping, because they lost the pitcher earlier.
Right.
Losing him, everybody's like, oh, shit, it's a wrap.
We lost the pitcher when he was on his way back, so we really didn't lose him. We were counting on him for the rest of the year because he's our ace.
Yes.
You know, so when
he's not the ace anymore.
Well, he was the ace. When he's on the field, he's our ace. But with he lost that title last year when Freed kind of took over because by default Soroka was gone. But when you lose that caliber of a pitcher, you hurt. You can't really replace that. And you definitely can't replace Acuña. Like, that's top five, bro. That's two to three good players that you are losing in one guy. And so when he went down, we all thought, well, fuck it, we finna mail it in. It's over with. Yeah. Just start trading off whoever we can and get some value for whatever we got. And the front office was like, no, let's pause on that. We still got a chance.
Basically, the front office of the Braves went out and got – who all did the Braves get?
First, it started with Jock. Jock was first.
Okay.
Jock, and then the next day we went and got, I think, Soler. And then the next day we got Duvall. And one of those might have been vice versa. But it was 3 days back to back. We went and got replacement. We had to get three dudes to replace one. That's how vital and important this guy is when he's on the field. Because when he's on the field, he's a beast. Everybody knows that in baseball. But we had to get three guys to replace one. And we still were playing with some other sub bench players, if you want to call them that. It was just so many. They weren't relevant. But they proved their value as being bench warmers and placeholders until we can get something. And luckily the rest of the division was still playing up to shit level because the Phillies didn't run away with it. Mets didn't run away with it. The Marlins were the Marlins. They took a back step. So, I think I don't know. We kind of won our division by default, but we got hot at the right time. And because of that hotness at the right time, we were able to surpass the other people that we played in the playoffs, because there was no way in the fuck we were supposed to beat the Dodgers on paper or on the field. But the Dodgers were hurt too, which kind of they didn't prepare for that hurtness that did come their way. The Giants overachieved in the first place because they were not supposed to be there. It was just shit happened at the right time, and we gelled at the right time and ran with it.
Well, it all lined up, and they are the champions.
We are the champions.
And I'm going to say this, being a Dodgers fan first, Braves fan second, and it's so neck and neck. And I'm not saying that I've been seeing a lot of people in the A celebrating the Braves. I'm not celebrating the Braves because I don't want people thinking I'm a bandwagoner, because the people who know I love the Dodgers. But the true people who know me know my love for the Dodgers and Braves is so close.
Right.
Like, my wife said, it's all right. You spend a lot of money going to Braves games. And I do. So With that being said, for those wondering about this Crown of Thrones, my son told me I got to find the ugliest hat possible and wear it on the next recording.
There it is. Oh, that's funny.
True, but I kind of like it with the baldy, so y'all might see it again.
Right.
I promise you'll see it again. I got all kind of hats. Hey, man, I'm 100 episodes in. I can give y'all all my personality now. I don't give a damn. Okay.
That's what's up.
Let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. 100 episodes deep. We about 102 now, right?
This would be like 103, 4, somewhere around in there. But I'm going to forewarn you. This attitude, I got a whole lot of attitude in this video.
Okay.
Well, I got a whole lot in this video. And then that ain't just about one person. Like half of them, they're going to catch attitude, and it's justified.
Okay, well, let's get into it, because it's funny. I don't. Matter of fact, we talked about one of these songs, and when I listened to it, I changed my whole thought process. So I'm ready to hear what you got to say. Let's get into it. All right, first and foremost, this is a song that's been floating around. It's been sent to us twice.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been sent twice. Like, all right. Artist goes by the name of High Res, and it features Jimmy Levy. And the name of this song is This Is a War. Okay. I'm going to start by saying, first and foremost, this video was shot kind of had a protest theme.
Okay.
So kind of had a protest theme. I'm not sure if it was shot in the streets of New York, but I did see the CBS building. That was very noticeable to me, and I remember seeing the CBS building when I visited New York quite a few times. Definitely had a protest theme, had different people, different walks of life in the streets holding up signs. There's a guy at the end dancing with the flag. I thought it was really, really cool. And then some of the scenes are shot like in this hallway or this galleyway. I thought the scenes were very, very cool. And peaceful protests. I really like that element. Okay? Now, this song had a very, very positive and strong message, speaking on rights, it's speaking on religion, speaking on war on children, war on religion. It's basically, to me, about what's really going on in our country today, but from an opposite perspective.
Okay.
It's not an attack on the president. It's not an attack on anything other than the fact, if anything, to me, it's an attack on morality. Because to me, war on children, war on religion, all that speaks to morality. And that I really dug. I also really dug High Res's flow, like his little choppy bit flow, but I could understand every single word he said. Now, a lot of times with artists who chop it up like that, you can't. So I like this flow, I like this delivery, and I really like his slogan of "There's no sheep in my circle." So I was really, really cool with that. And Jimmy Levy vocals added a nice touch to this record. And out of all the political stuff going on, this is a record that I would put on repeat more so than others.
I agree. I think, and let me jump on Jimmy and Levy, like what you just ended with. I thought it was nice singing. I said it was very nice layering, especially on the bridge when he was singing. They did a real good job on that. And he has a very nice, warm falsetto. And then he was hitting the falsettos at the end of the bridges. I did think video-wise that it was a good use of the rallies that they did attend or maybe even put together at these various scenes. But his rhyming skill, I don't think he had to do the rapid rap. Because when he didn't do it, I understood him even better, and I felt that more sincerely than I did the rapid rap. The rapid rap, I had to go back and listen to it a couple times because, like, did he say what I just think he said? You know, I could understand him, but he was trying to be a little bar heavy and a lot more social conscious in there. And for me to go back and catch all of that when you're rapping so fast, I had to go back and listen to it twice and three times. And because in parts, he would slow it down and rap normal. He did it like in the middle of the first verse towards the end. And I think he did it again in the second verse, again towards the end. But he's got a nice flow. I'm digging the flow. I like the singing too. Like, this song could be an anthem. For sure. And I can see them generating a lot of influence because of the song, because the song isn't like real preachy. It's just, it's a good crowd participation song.
Yeah. And you can have different walks of life.
Yes.
This rally, you can see old people, young people. people of all races, all colors, and this is peaceful.
Agreed. It's agreed.
Because, and if you think of what's going on in the world, man, our kids have been, we talk more about our hatred for the president than the fact that our kids are under attack, in my opinion.
Our kids have been under attack. It's not going to stop because we know the influence that goes over them, and that influence comes back on us, and it's all about the money. Because when it comes back to us, whatever their influence they're receiving is something to generate commerce. So I wouldn't even call it an attack. I would call it a deliberate influence or persuasion to do something, whether that be, I'm not throwing those attacks out there, so I'm going to leave that alone. That's for another podcast. But, you know, to close my review out, I thought the beat was dope as shit. Like, whoever did it, dope job, great job. The video work wasn't great, but it wasn't shit. You know, I liked the video work, and I liked that they were doing they tried to transpose around them when they was in one place. Like, it was cool work, and it made good use of the public scenes. It was a good video. I would recommend it. I just don't know if this is a perfect example of what country rap is. I don't know, but I think, and we probably should have put that disclaimer out there, like, this is one that people that do listen to country rap, that are into country rap, they would like this song.
All right, let me say this, because I straight got ahead of myself. Mm-hmm. We're the Country Rap Report. I think I said that. But
you did.
But what we do here after one video is we review some of your favorite country rap videos all across the land, all across the country, Craig, where they got a million followers or they got one follower. They got a video and it's been shot within the past 6 months of recording. We will review that joint. All right. Now, every artist you see on this show might not be a country rap artist. You might be like, man, y'all goddamn black guys, what the hell y'all talking about? Ain't no damn country rap. Guess what? We know that. Simple. We know that. But we're giving you also records that we feel like you might appreciate as a fan of the genre.
Right.
Okay. I was supposed to say that first, and then you 100 episodes in, I don't got gas and everything, bro.
It's all good. It's all good.
Hey, this is goddamn throne, man. It's goddamn throne. Man. This shit made me want to Rams. I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like the goddamn Dodge symbol. I tried to put my face on a Dodge truck. All right, man. Next up. And this is a record we talked about offline.
Yeah, we did.
And I want to start it off. I definitely want to start it off.
You can have the start.
First and foremost, I'm not even going to say what I said off air, but after listening to this record, I was wrong. Okay? Next up, our favorite artist. And the guy mm-hmm. who loves the hell out of the Country Rap Report. He mm-hmm. loves talking about us. Mm-mm. He loves mentioning us. He loves putting us in his stories. So we got to be some of his favorite guys on earth. Got to be. He calls us out by name. And I love being called out by name. So it makes me feel like, you know, you got me on your tongue. That keeps something else from being on your tongue. All right. So next up, we got Who the Fuck is Justin Time? Featuring Big Murph, and the name of this joint is Settle Up. Can I do something first?
Yeah, go ahead. Don't do the bump.
Can you knew what I was going to do?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Y'all can't see it.
Should have got you a big old belt buckle and then used that.
That was my... All right, man. Who the fuck is Justin Time and Big Murph? And the name of this joint is Saddle Up. And first and foremost, this joint was produced by Thuddy Thuddy. I love that. Thuddy Thuddy. More people need to use that because I love that. Thuddy Thuddy. All right, now. First and foremost, when I first heard it and I heard that beat, I'm like, whoa. How are these guys going to handle this?
Right.
Because I've heard a lot of music by both these guys. But I hadn't really heard this tempo. And this is aggressive. This is crunk. And this is my alley.
Right.
This is the type of shit I love. So I was sitting in front of, oh, shit. And I'm like, okay, they got these calm ass horses. Because this beat, I expect to see horses buck.
Right.
They sitting on the horses. They're very, very calm. Okay. and the hook comes in. And the hook is, I'm like, okay, I'm rocking with the hook. But are they going to be able to hold it down? Because, you know, especially during the crunk era, that hook could be crunk, but then when them rappers come on, it'll be like,
right. Take the energy out.
Yes. Big Murphy came through. Bam.
Yeah, he did.
Energy. Matter of fact, Big Murphy came through. And the funny thing is, when I first listened to this record, and you know what? Y'all can be mad as hell. I'm going to say it on camera. I like 6ix9ine. I like his music. He's very, very aggressive. And if I got in a fight today, I want a 6ix9ine song playing in the background. Because I might just clock your ass. Gaga. Hey, man. Y'all can be mad. I don't give a damn he told. He ain't tell on me. He ain't tell on me none of the bullshit I do. I ain't even buy this crown. He didn't tell on me for that. I put this shit in my bag and walk step ass out. Ain't 6ix9ine until. So anyway, I like 6ix9ine, but this beat made me think vintage 6ix9ine.
Okay. But
when Big Murph came through, first thing I gotta say, clarity. His vocals was clear. He didn't sound rushed like I gotta say some shit. I gotta make it rhyme, even don't matter. No.
Right.
Big Murph was clear and precise. He even had a line. I gotta say it. My man Big Murph said. Eight shit choppers with them bananas. Ah, yes, sir. I like that. I got a chopper with a banana too. I keep them eights. But, and even with all that, Big Murph took the time, since I mentioned 6ix9ine, to diss 6ix9ine. Dissed him. Didn't bother me at all. I like 6ix9ine, but I like when people diss him too. So, hey. All right. Next up, we have my guy, Who the Fuck is Just in Time? And I was like, all right.
That was the second verse?
Huh?
There was a second verse?
No, it was only two verses.
There was a second one? I might have cut it off after the first verse. Let me go back and listen to it. Because I think I cut the shit off after the first verse.
Okay, well, you do that. Next up, we had Who the Fuck is Just in Time? The first thing I got to say, Just in Time, I know you like us, brother, and I know we like you, brother. But the one thing I like more than anything, bro, you have one of the dopest fucking voices when it comes to country rap. You have one of the dopest voices when it comes to rap as a whole. I don't know what to call his voice, but it is dope as shit. And I would love to hear Just in Time on some records with some hip-hop artists, because his delivery and his voice go hand in hand. And you know what? I was scared, but Justin didn't drop the ball either. He did not drop the ball. And what I like, Justin, he's going to steal your country rapper's head. He took a small moment to diss you country rappers, saying how y'all living on Instagram is not how y'all living for real. And for all you old G rappers, y'all don't own y'all masters. And we know that's true. So Just in Time came through, spoke the truth, very, very short video directed by Creative World. And you know what? It did not let me down, because I was scared, like I said, for those gentlemen to be rapping on this type of beat. But they delivered and they gave us humor. Video was shot in a stall, like a stall area. Had some very, very nice thoroughbred horses in there, and they might not be called thoroughbreds, but in my area, we call all horses thoroughbreds. How about that?
Right.
How about that? Okay.
This is true.
So, where I'm from, they all got them thoroughbreds. If there's a pony, there's a fucking thoroughbred. And then there's a Clydesdale. That's the big motherfucker with shit on his feet.
Right. With the boots.
With the boots, yeah. With the fucking Leroy from Fame leg warmers. So, Just in Time, Big Murph, crown off to you guys. Very, very dope video. I thought it was dope. And you guys really, really had me nervous, but y'all held y'all on, which makes me want to hear you guys on more beats of this tempo.
Okay, I'm going to need help with this.
That was the help.
I need you to help me. Okay, the wardrobe in this is perfect. The scenes in here was on point. Love the beat. Beat was definitely dope. And there were some issues in there with the red light. I wasn't quite sure if they even needed the red light or not, but I think they probably could have done without it. But bro, I am finding it really, 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 really hard to like Just in Time.
What?
I went, okay, and you know why. And just for some clarity, Just in Time came at us for no reason on some negative bullshit. And I'm super fucking petty. it is hard for me to let go little grudges like that. And I'm still on my grudge. I'm still on my fuck you just in time. So when I watched the video, I wanted to like it, but I can't. I don't like this motherfucker. I'm sorry. And I'm saying this on the video. Like, bro, he came at us sideways, and I don't appreciate that shit. Now, as valid as the song is, as good as the video was, Big Murph, great job, great effort. I cannot give this motherfucker the props that he deserves because I don't like him. And now I'm being biased because he gave us shit.
Can I pause you?
Yes, you can. I told you I needed help.
Okay, so, I got to ask. We're going to have to interview you on this one. We got to switch it up because you're going to get us shit on for no reason.
No, that ain't even a shit on. Look, we're not. I gave as much
you like the beat.
As I could. I love the fucking beat.
You love the wardrobe, and you rarely like the wardrobe in country rap.
The wardrobe was perfect, and the scenes were great. Like, just the red light was the only thing, and it didn't work. This is probably one of the top videos of the year. I just don't like this motherfucker.
So you like Big Murph?
Love Big Murph. Big Murph has never disappointed, even when he was singing.
Say this other rapper, that if he didn't have a name and this was a verse, would you like the verse?
If it wasn't that motherfucker, yes.
So if another person...
If anybody else other than
these
him,
same lyrics,
yes.
You would have liked it.
It would be dope because they came with some shit that stayed on substance, great voice, all that other stuff. But because that name is beside that voice, I'm like, man, fuck you.
So basically, you like it, but you can't make yourself like it because he dissed us.
Right.
So, for the record, world, because I know now it's going to be people because I've got inbox of people feeling like you're salty.
I'm salty about a lot of shit. And that's another one that I'm trying to not be salty about. But this is probably one of the ones, and I don't want to get like him, like one of the other people that we want to talk about in this video. I am trying my best to not be biased with Justin Time, because I understand that he's a troll on social media and he just does what he does for popularity. Fuck it. I get that part. But I can't. I'm trying, man. Just work with me. At least we're still trying to interview. I mean, not trying to interview, but we're trying to review some of his stuff and point it out to the masses. I'm not to that point to where I'm like, fuck it. No, I can't talk about this shit no more.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't think you said nothing negative, and you were very, very honest. This guy came at us for no reason. We ain't do nothing to him other than say good things about him. Had him on our top 10 list.
Right.
And he just, whatever reason, decided to... I told you, he likes us. He likes us. Because I only talk about people I like. Especially when they're for no reason. I am not riding down the street talking about my ex-wife. Fuck her. Do you think I would tag her on anything I do? I would toe tag her.
Don't do that. Don't say that. Now you're on record.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But I'm just saying, like, we all know he's a troll. Everyone knows he's a troll. But as a troll, he still makes good music. And me, I'm going to be unbiased. I'm going to give him that. Bro, you can hate on me. And you know what's funny? If anybody who likes you ever watches the show as a fan, because sometimes people forget the word fan is short for fanatic. And right. Fanatic is a loss. You have no mind.
Right.
And if you're a fan of his, and you're like, yeah, what do you say about Country Rap Report? And then if you ever come watch or do any research on us, you got to be like, hold on, bro. I like your music, but why you messing with them? So me, I'm going to be honest. I liked it. I heard a snippet and I didn't. Watched the video, loved every element of it. Made me laugh. Definitely in contention of video of the year. And the funny thing is, and I'm going to talk about this. Shout out to Ashley. Ashley actually wrote a piece about this over on, is it Free Flow?
Okay.
Free Flow, Country Rap.
That's it, Country Free Flow.
Okay. She wrote a piece on this on Free Flow about, she actually wrote a piece about the Country Rap money grab. And this song came up, and a lot of people felt like this was the type of song that was being referred to. They felt like this was the song that was being referred to when Church was talking. And actually, Church played the songs he was referring to.
Yeah, Church didn't make any. If there were references, I missed it.
Which further made me realize that even as consumers, some people don't understand country rap its origin, what it's about, and what it's not about. Because when I watch this video, I don't feel like this is what church is talking about, because this is Justin Time and Big Murphy and how they are. But I can see people like, oh, bro, they're making a mockery of it. They're doing a little dance and they got cowboy boots. And the song is called Saddle Up.
Yeah.
And if they was riding on some goddamn Benz and talking about we on them horses,
right?
Then y'all be like, that's some bullshit. But
we're gonna come back to the country rap monograph when we talk about the last video on this list.
Okay. But as a whole, and I'm gonna say it on behalf of the Country Rap Report, Justin Time, we're sorry.
No, for what?
Like, all right, let me finish.
Okay. All right.
Who the fuck is Justin Time? We're sorry that you don't like us. We're sorry that you felt like what we do, we're not deserving. We're sorry that you feel like we're fanboys. And I wish I could flip the camera around, because you'll see there's no need to be a fanboy. But we were not going to be biased and hate on your music and get on this screen and say it's shit, because this song isn't.
Right.
And my man was just honest in saying, I don't want to like this record because of what you did to us, but I can't hate on it. So all the Justin Time fans who watch this and choose to get in our comments area and say whatever negative, you're saying it for no reason. Because I would advise anyone who likes country rap music to listen to this record and watch this video.
I agree.
That's all I'm going to say about it. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm going to say one more thing.
There you go.
All right, man. Next up, what's up to Nashvillian? Nashvillian just hit me. I always get, you know what's funny? I always get called from country rappers during the taping.
Yeah, they feel the energy.
Yeah. Nashvillian just called.
Set up an interview. We probably should do a bunch of interviews at the end of the year. Just so they can recap their shit and tell us what's coming next.
But let me tell you what I'm not going back to Ashley. Ashley wrote a piece. And a lot of people felt like Saddle Up was what church was talking about, but it's not. It's not.
Okay.
And you, if you listen to this record, you shouldn't feel that way. If you feel that way, it's because maybe you don't get the beat.
Did she say that in the rap, in the piece that she wrote?
She really, really, in her piece, she kind of mentioned it, but the people in the comments just went dumb. Oh, I got more in a great writing, Ashley, but I got more intertwined in the comments. And anything, oh my God, Shotgun Shane got now, and they bust him across his head quick, like, why are you in here? Because he tried to come in and try to say something that might have made it seem like he was agreeing with the people. They hit him with the Fred Flintstone, boo boo, get out of here. And I rock with country, I rock with Shotgun Shane, but they, great piece. If you get a chance, check it out. That's a little promo. Pre-flow, my girl Ashley wrote a very, very nice piece based off the country rap money grab.
Okay.
And this song was included in it. All right. Gotcha. Next up, we got some OGs to the game. We got the Boondock Kings featuring Simple Man, and the name of this joint is Got It. The first thing I gotta say is, you see that video? You see that video, Coca? You see what that boy rapping in that video, Coca?
We took it back to that.
Did you see? The first word on my notes is bulldogs. Bulldogs. A man from the Boondock Kings is definitely representing that GA, them bulldogs. I always forget the first guy's name in the Boondock Kings. The other guy, his name is Country Strong. This is the thing about the Boondock Kings. And I like the Boondock Kings. But I like the Boondock Kings together.
Okay.
Now, the first gentleman, oh my God, I wish I could remember his name. Him and his wife have a group called the McClain family. McAllen family. And I like the work they do together. I like the work that they do as Boondock Kings. And I like Country Strong. I just feel like Country Strong is stronger when he's with the Boondock Kings. That's not me hating at all. I just love his voice when it's combined with my guy. Now, this song was really, really short, especially for Country Strong, who had the second verse. My guy in the first verse, he definitely came through with it. He got it's like an old school steady flow.
Okay.
Reminded me of a lot of old school joints I have, but again, I was able to understand. I could hear that good Southern draw that I like. And to me, this was bullseye when it comes to country rap music. The video looked like a country rap video. Looked like they just got in the front yard, had a good time. Shirts out. They actually they punching the holes and falling in the shotgun in the Corona beers, which I ain't gonna lie, Corona's a little too damn expensive to be shotgunning, but hey, it's y'all money, y'all better do the hell you want. But I enjoyed the video. I enjoyed the first verse. I thought Country Strong verse was too short. It seemed like it was only four bars. But what I like the most is Simple Man. Simple Man went dummy. It was a short verse, but my boy is stupid. And when my boy say, white boy from GA got the heat with it, yes, Simple Man, you do. You, in my opinion, are one of those people that everybody need to get on board. You are on my list. You will be on my list.
He on my list.
You are on my list. And the funny thing, we talked about you at the beginning of the year, like, where's Superman?
Right. So, what does he do?
Yeah, you have really snatched down my throat and shot my tongue out. Like, boy, don't ever say that again. Because you closed out this year strong. Right. And it let me know, if I was a country rapper and I had to get a feature, Simple Man would be on it. Boondock Kings did their thing, but the Simple Man feature stole the show for me.
Okay, this one, this I got a little bit of opposition to some of the stuff that you did. All right, video-wise, it was too shaky for me. I'm not mad at the effects or the transitions, but it was a whole lot of bad angles. Like, either the shit was too high and you're looking down, or it was too low and you're looking up. And I hate looking up, because then you're looking up noses, and that's kind of a no-no in video world. Audio-wise, this was really, really weird for me. Lyrically, everyone represented. I'm not taking away anybody's talent on that, but I think I hated this beat so much that I didn't give any of the talent a chance. Because when them keys started playing, not only were they off key, but the shit was too fucking loud off key. So it was really like nails on a chalkboard for me the entire time. And I'm trying to listen to the lyrics. They all got flow. They all got talent. Simple Man fucking beast killed it. And I don't know how he wrote that beat, because I hated the fucking beat, but he wrote the shit out of it. But I was more so in the producer's ass and the videographer's ass than I was the lyricist, because the lyricists did what they were supposed to do. They represented. But the video work and the production work, that shit's like subpar. Like, they could have done the whole... Had this shit been mixed and mastered properly, then I wouldn't even be having this conversation. I wouldn't even be we mentioning keys too loud or being off key, for sure, because then it would have been fixed in post-production. But this was rough for me, and I don't want to give them a bad review. I don't think I am. I just want them to improve on their production. And I think I may have said that about the last video that we reviewed on them. Like, their production level needs to increase. But it was a good effort. I definitely, having Simple Man on the feature did escalate it. This is one of those where a feature is supposed to upgrade what you have, and he definitely did that.
All right, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to see if you agree. And I'm going to refer to a group that y'all are like, who? But you can go to Spotify and check out their release.
Okay.
Do the Boondock Kings remind you of the Red Clay Warriors?
Yes, they do.
All right. Now, anybody want to know Red Clay Warriors, you can go to Spotify. They have a project on Spotify called All Out War. Give us our monies. Give us our monies.
Red Clay came before the last Braves championship. That's how long ago that was.
99.
Right around. Right, a little bit after. Rimmer. Okay, cool.
Y2Clay.
That's right. That's right. Y2 yeah, we discovered them earlier than that, though. Years earlier.
No, Y2Clay was the last project.
Okay. Okay. Because I was in college when we was. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
And no, me nor Spank put out Red Clay Warriors on Spotify. Neither me nor Spank put out Red Clay Warriors on Spotify. So run us our monies. Run us our monies. But if y'all want to know who's the group this guy is referring to, because you've never heard of Red Clay Warriors, then go to Spotify, check out All Out War by the Red Clay Warriors. And then you'll see they remind me of the Boondock Kings.
That sounds like Ray Clay Horse sounds like a country rap name.
That would be a dope country rap group name. You think we can use that?
Yeah, we can use it. We made it up, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because they were all individually pieces.
Yes. Like,
no, fam. Yeah, we can use it. We ain't even got permission.
That could be a country rap book compilation.
Oh, for sure. That's for sure.
Because really, Red Clay Warriors was a compilation.
Agreed.
It was a compilation. It was a But the Boondock Kings, to me, and I think groups, okay, when I think Boondock Kings, to a certain level, I think of New Breed and Jesse Howard. But it's different. But I could see a tour of Boondock Kings and New Breed and Jesse Howard together. Because I feel like their fan bases would really mesh.
Okay.
So, but Boondock Kings, to me, like I said, they're OGs of the country rap game. And they are definitely top five when it comes to groups I heard about. When I was hearing about Colt Ford, when I was hearing about the Lax, Moonshine Bandits, Boondock King name was thrown around in there. So salute to the OGs for real. And definitely salute to Simple Man.
For sure.
All right, now, I think I'm, and I ain't let you start now at all, but it's okay because I think I'm going to let you clean up on this one because I never have a lot. I think we're going to combo this
one. Oh, we don't need to do this. This one. Okay, let you do an introduce
right. It first. Next up, I believe that's him, Fuzziano Blow, with his joint, Let's Go Brandon, featuring
Slide.
No, Let's Go Brandon Slide.
Yeah.
Featuring Stony Dude Bro and Run J.
Okay. Let me start this off because I really do need you to come with some positive if it is there. I have never used this term in reviewing somebody else's music before, but this record is hot garbage. This is total trash. Like, look, this is the complete mockery of music, not just country rap. It's disrespectful of country rap, but it was a complete mockery of music. This is if this record were out when Church made the country rap money grab video, this would have been Exhibit A. This record was so bad for me, I unsubscribed from his fucking channel because I don't want to see his shit no more, ever again. I'm okay. Not only was I tried to like the video, but then when I'm looking at it, I'm like, where's the fucking slide, bro? You keep talking about left foot up, right foot slide, but you ain't even do no right foot up, left foot slide. The entire slide, you just going in a circle. Come on, you ain't even doing a fucking slide record right, bruh. And what side are you on? What side are you on, Forgiato? Are you on the country rap side? Are you on the traditional hip hop side? Are we on the money grab side? We definitely want to do the MAGA slide side. Okay, I get out of that part. All right, now the video let me give you the positive shit side of this. The video was clean as fuck. Your videographers be on point. I don't care who they are. They might even not even listen to your music for real in real life, but the work that they do is immaculate every fucking time. I cannot take anything away from the videographer. And even the production in this was a little better because they finally got his auto-tune right from the last couple times that we did here. But the subject matter in this, the attempt to gain fans from this, because this isn't the only Let's Go Brandon record that is out there, but there you attempted to do a Let's Go Brandon slide without doing the slide. You ain't even there is no dance. Like, you just y'all just waddled, and you and the black dude with the bad knees, motherfucker, you can't slide nothing. Like, I'm really mad at this video. This shit pissed me off, Vic, and it was to the point of and I had said this before, because I was talking about the subject matter, but now I'm on it for the disrespect. I really don't want to review any more of his shit. This is totally disrespectful, bro. And I can't tolerate this level of disrespect, because it's And then I don't even know if he's, I might have to pull it back because I don't know if he's doing the shit deliberately. I just think he's trying to make the music that he thinks sounds good, but it's shit. It is, and then it's not his fault that it's shit. It is the people that are around him that is saying, oh yeah, man, just put it out. It's the yes men that are around that are not giving him any objections. Like, hey, bro, this might not be the best route to go. You want to put out a slide record, you know, you ain't really slide. You know, that's really what I'm really upset about this whole video. You put out a dance video in Electro Horse. He showed you how to slide in his video. In the video, he talked about the slide and gave you the dance instructions. Yours is one instruction. Left foot up, right foot slide. That's it. That's the only piece in there in the dancing. The rest of it is just slick jabs at Joe Biden, slick praise of Trump, like in your typical shit of having one to two, maybe three maximum black people in the video. And then the rest of it, you still got your core folks that want to just wave that Dixie flag. Like, bro, I'm disgusted at your music. I am disgusted at this effort. I am pissed off that you are somebody that I actually used to like. I can't believe myself. I'm more, I don't even know I could ever take you seriously more after this, because this was on a low level. And I know you got almost 500,000 views off of the video. And the Let's Go Brandon phase just really happened in the last 30 days. So all of those came within this time frame. But this is the money grab. Oh, there's a topic out there that we can make a record off of. And we can also make a little dance off of it. Well, shit, let's go get in the studio and make a little hook, throw a little auto tune on it, and fuck it, let's go get that money. I don't know. I keep trying to find positives in some of this stuff, but I'm at the positive in this. The video work is great job, video guy. Like, you should get work anywhere. Because your resume is immaculate, but just don't put this shit on any of your resume to send out to people, because then they'd be like, man, what the fuck, you know? Because they gotta actually listen to it, you know. But I'm at a loss for words now. Like, this record was disgusting.
Okay, let me say this first and foremost. If this shit was just a regular side record, I wouldn't even be mad at it.
Right.
If this shit was the Florida side, the 305 side, I would not be mad at it.
Great.
Real talk. I was not mad at this shit, other than the fact that you guys came up with the idea of making this slogan a dance. Not only was this the country rap money grab,
yeah,
this was the Patriot money grab. This was the let's do a goddamn dance record money. This was, we're gonna mix all this shit together. We're gonna throw up in the wall and we're gonna pray. We're gonna pray that this shit hit. Okay, I'm gonna reel this in. Stoney Duke, first of all. First of all.
Which one's dude, bro?
The light skinned one.
Okay, he wasn't bad.
No. Really, none of them was bad. I wasn't even mad at Orgiello.
It wasn't no content.
If
there was
this,
no content,
bro,
it was random as fuck.
Shit wasn't the Brandon. If Forgeout said, you know what, fuck it, we finna make a fucking slide record that's gonna be up there with Wobble, Tuss Up Forever, I wouldn't be mad at him,
right?
But Electric Horse is gonna come whoop y'all ass, y'all is in his lane,
right?
But first of all, let me catch some Republicans doing the goddamn Let's Go Brandon slide.
There is no slide.
Right.
There is no slide, bro. That's just one move.
But this, I want. For y'all, I'm coming back to you.
Okay.
I want to talk to Stoney Dude, bro, and Ron J. Okay. And this ain't about the record. This is about Stoney Dude, bro. I went on your page. And let me tell you something, bro. I'm so goddamn tired of this propaganda, like, as celebrities, you speak for everybody. So you have a post. I need to go back to it. Let me follow Ron J first. All right, Stoney Duke. First of all, I ain't mad at none of y'all who want Trump back. Get him. But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this shit. Let me find out any of you Trump mother people getting a PPP loan. Let me find out any of you Trump people getting that extra $300 a month for your children. Let me find out any of you Trump people getting that money for unemployment. If y'all don't shut the holy fuck up with all that shit. Send all this Biden-funded money back. Send it back. Send it back. Because y'all ain't getting no goddamn rap money because like, what you selling? Okay, I seen something that bothered me about Stoney the Patriot.
That's his name on IG? What is it?
Stoney the Patriot 2. Stoney. His 2 page has been hacked. Okay, Stoney, check this out, bro. I ain't mad at you. As an artist, I think you're dope. And I really would like to hear your shit. But as a black man, you got a thing that says Black Lives Matter, huh? What about these black lives? Blue. Huh? What about these black lives? And you got blue in parentheses, cops. Red. Brissies, conservatives, unborn, unvaccinated. Don't worry, I'll wait. Stoney, dude, bro. What
the fuck that mean, bro?
I'm past right. That's, bro, I don't recall anybody saying Black Lives Matter other than cops. Okay? So before you start putting propaganda out like this for people who are none, who first of all, I'm not even an advocate of Black Lives Matter, bro. All lives matter. But if you people don't stop using these platforms of music to preach division, bro, any unarmed person who was ever killed by a cop, lives matter. Stop making this shit about who you vote for and who you don't. You guys are really pandering to make money, bro. Real talk. Now, let me go to you, Ron J. Before I believe you're this conservative, I need your post to be not 2 in 2017, 1 in 2018, 2 in 2019.
It's rather convenient.
So convenient. You mean to tell me, Ron J, you weren't doing no music? So you done took all the music shit down? Well, you probably talking about hitting hoes and riding in foreign? I'm just saying. So y'all musical career, y'all are this good at goddamn rappers? And y'all just got this good, Dave? Man, fuck this shit. I'm gonna rap about being a conservative and a patriot and Trump. And I'm a good as hell MC. How's that happen? How y'all grown ass 30-year-old men became good rappers and this is all y'all ever rapped about? Real talk. Since you say Black Lives Matter, we'll wait. But I'll wait. I need to hear your catalog of you rapping about being a conservative. I need to hear the catalog of you rapping about the Republicans and bringing 45 back and not the old MJ. I'm just saying, I ain't even mad at y'all for doing it. I'm saying, do not, I repeat, the Black Lives Matter post is what bothered me, bro.
Okay.
Because you out here saying, like, black people saying Black Lives Matter except the cops. Who said that? Who said that? And where do you get the write-off by making a post that making a person who is a Caucasian who feels like Black Lives Matter is bullshit, where do you get the right to plant that thought in his head? Like, yeah. They Black Lives Matter, but fuck the police. Well, first of all, NWA told you fuck the police a long time ago. Black police showing out for the white cop or whatever. This is about fuck anybody oppressing innocent people, sir. If y'all don't stop using this music for racial divide, that's not what this is for. That is not what this is for.
I don't think you're gonna get that, bro. You're not gonna get that. When they have this level of platform, and there's some others that are in the genre that use it now, but they don't use it all the way in their music. Yes, they do. Because you know what? Yes, they do.
My thing is this. If you want to keep your guns, I want to keep mine too. So I'm with you. You know, whatever the rights that you afford, cool. When I start seeing black, white, protect our borders, when I start seeing this shit, that's when it get blurred to me, bro. Because I don't give a damn about nobody on this internet. I have one of the most integrated family. If you follow me on any form of social media, you know my family is like the Benetton. That's the old school something for y'all. You know, Benetton was a clothing company that had the commercial that had all color people.
Okay.
Bro, this is for entertainment purposes only. I don't even believe y'all like that. I don't believe, bro.
Okay. Let me stop you. Hold on. I can't say that they ain't like that because it's putting checks in their pocket and food on the table. So they, if they ain't all the way like that, they will conform to it because they're pandering to a fan base that will buy their merchandise and stream their music. So they're going to continue to make the music. We're not going to not see that happen.
So, and then I'm just looking at the comments, right?
I ain't read no comments.
No, the comments of that one, that post is what just, and I'm looking at the people who making, like, Stoney, as an African-American, when you make a post like this, and it's cool for you to see people that are not of your color make the comments they say under your comment, you cool with that? You, because there's somebody in your family that's been oppressed, brother. And I'm not saying all black people are oppressed.
No, we come from oppression.
Yes.
So I'm confused in that statement too.
But real talk, keep your guns. Guess what? And I'm starting to think Forgiato might be a felon. Because I don't never see Forgiato holding them guns. I done seen about 3-4 videos. Forgiato might be a felon. I'm just saying, Forgiato.
He hold guns. He's done them in a couple videos. He got one in this video and it was blurred out.
Like, there's somebody, Rainforest 26. Well said. Love your message, 100. What did he say that was well? I got roses at the cops. They lie matter to me. Like, what? I'm just saying, bro. They use this stupidity to... Whatever. I ain't even mad at the record. Rename the record. Get Forgiato off of it because everybody know he's a patriot, whatever. And he can make his patriot music. I ain't mad. That's Forgiato's... Forgiato is the king of patriot music. But there are people that are doper than you doing it, Forgiato. I'm sorry. Bryson Gray is doper than you. Topper is doper than you.
I think you, Lord Lust is doper than him.
You know, yes. So, really, Forgiato, the sad part is somebody's putting money into you that one day they're going to find these dope-ass patriot rappers. And again, I'm not mad at the patriot rappers, no matter what color you are. Your beliefs are your beliefs. Let's just keep the color out of it. You can be a patriot without having to say anything about black people. Anything about white people. Let's just keep that out of it. Because...
I think it's that's a fight you can't win, Vic.
No. I know I'm not going to win that fight. Okay. But guess what? If you come over here with that, you getting jumped on by Mexicans, whites, and blacks. You don't know. You ain't going to know what the fuck hit you. And we all got legal guns. So I'm just saying, bro. When you putting that shit in the atmosphere, words have power. These words have power. And there are some families out here that ride, and we ride together. And remember, forever, this shit was based off of hip-hop. And hip-hop is culture, not color.
Agreed.
And you're not even going, I'm not going to sit and say, man, hell yeah, them Black Lives Matter rapper. No. Because some of this shit they saying is bullshit too. We should want equality for everybody. Period. I know y'all on Joe ass. And I'm, you know what? Dude, you know the one thing I do when I watch these videos? Hold on, let me say this. Because me too. I am a grabber.
You're a grabber? What the hell?
I'm a grabber too.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta confess before I leave.
Okay.
I have a playlist on Spotify. 5 hours. I'm trying to make it 12 hours. Right now it's 6 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be 12 hours. That way I can put it on this with my whole time at work. And my playlist was called Vic XL. I officially changed my playlist name yesterday. What do you think I changed it to?
Let's go, Brandon. Holy shit. Country rap money grab.
Give me some of that. Give me some of the listeners. And guess what? Every artist on my playlist will appreciate it. Now, my playlist ain't got a goddamn thing to do with Brandon.
Right.
My playlist is old school hip hop. Pastor Troy, Young Buds, Method Man, Redman. If you want to hear a good classic hip hop playlist, check out the Let's Go Brandon playlist.
Yeah, them artists would appreciate that.
Yeah. It's some artists who don't even know who the fuck Brandon is, but they're on that playlist. And that, bro, that playlist jamming. I'm like, I want people to hear this shit. This shit jamming. I'm like, well, guess what? If I name it this, I might really educate some people. Because that's typing in Let Go Brandon so much. But anyway, Fargiato, like my man Spank said, your videographer needs a raise, brother. You have never shot a bad video that didn't look clean. Video's nice, on point. It's just, it would have been a better song if y'all called it the 305 slide.
So now what about this IG? The story right. That you sent me that Heather sent it to me too. I was like, I'm not watching this.
So
I can't.
My man Bravo Gator.
Right.
Hold on. Let me get it right.
What the hell you doing? What you doing, man?
God damn. I Bravo, how you do that shit, though?
Fuck. What are you doing?
It's one time Bravo Gator. And I gotta go, $4, you got too many goddamn Instagrams. So I didn't get a chance to if you fight back. Bravo Gator has went on a whole all-out attack on Fargiato Blow. And I have no idea why. But he say Fargiato Blow got a nose like that. He said Fargiato Blow's nose look like that. And he say Fargiato Blow arms look like this. Now, Fur Bravo, I was pissed off because I got short arms too.
Don't do that. Wait, let me do it too. Fuck it.
I was pissed off because you said that he got short arms. I was like, well, you better stop picking at people with short arms because my arms ain't long, but I'm a short guy. But he say, goddamn, Fargiato Blow be running around with his arms like this. Let's go, Brandon. He said that Fargiato Blow be like, right nut slide, left nut slide. I don't know why in the hell, Bravo Gator. Fargiato, I got two words for you. Fight back. Man, Williams, you know what, Gator? I like the roast, but I see now that I will have to really, before I roast with Gator, I'm going to have to really, I can't just jump out there.
No.
I mean,
come prepared with that one.
And then not to mention, there's something that my man Fargiato put online, and he meant free speech, but he put spit. S-P-E-A-C-H, spitch. So, Bravo's like, you bitch. Well, he said this is the worst song that he has ever heard.
I felt the same.
I don't know. And he said, if you're going to diss me, Fargiato, say my name. He said, Fargiato Blow is the only rapper with a sugar daddy. He said Fargiato Blow is the only male rapper with a sugar daddy. I don't know what the fuck Fargiato getting all that money.
Oh boy.
All I'm saying is before it's gone, well, it'll be gone by the time this video come out, so I'm just rehashing it. And Fargiato, you know what? Just in time, if Fargiato Blow is never dissed us, why are you dissed us? Because if Fargiato Blow dissed us, we deserve it. We deserve it from Fargiato Blow.
For sure. Yeah.
And I fight back, Fargiato, fight back. fight back. Fight back. Why'd y'all blow say, I don't hear no women complaining about me. And Robert Gray said, I don't hear no women saying they like your music. I just thought it was entertaining, man. Bravo Gator, you was hilarious, dog. You totally offensive comedy need to take some notes from Bravo Gator.
Yeah.
Bravo is funny. And he ain't do nothing racial, nothing. And he ain't this Stony dude, bro. But poor Joe, he gave you that business, like on his entire story. He in the barber. He in there getting the Fred Baldy. He probably should wear one of these crowns too. He getting the Fred Baldy. And he like, bitch! Because he's like, boy, you can't spell. Like, first of all, and I want to ask this question too, Guardiato. How the free world gonna follow you and you don't know how to spell speech? And you posted it on a video.
On a video?
It's a video. Man, you know, this man done did his damn research, man. He done pulled out pictures of this man spelling shit wrong.
Damn.
I don't know, Guardiato. I wish I knew which page it was. I'm sure you're fighting back. But yeah, that was some classic roast material. It's worth the watch just because it's funny. But
I hope somebody saved it and just make a video out of
it. Speaking of funny, and speaking of Mr. Bravo Gator, Project Spotlight, before we go, I can't go without giving the Project Spotlight. And I cannot believe that this skipped us. But we skipped this. Savannah Dexter. She released a second project. And it's called Genesis. And I can't spell for some reason to pull it up. But she did release a second project called Genesis. And that project... Hold on, bro. I'm going to do this on camera. How you spell Savannah?
S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H.
Okay, there she go. Sorry, y'all. Bear with me. I'm still thinking, beat. Beat. I can't spell either. But yes, Savannah Dexter did release a second project called Genesis. All right, that is our project spotlight. This joint came out September the 3rd. It was only 10 songs. All right? And it featured, of course, Mr. Bravo Gator, Mercules, FJ Outlaw, and those are all the features. Actually, the short week record is on all those records that came out during that week. House of Mirrors, Short Week, all those records are part of this project. And the funny thing is, I don't know, somehow, some way, we missed it because we done a whole special about the videos, but somehow I missed that she was dropping the project.
That's true.
But it featured Bring It, it featured Country Girl, it featured Love Me Now, Echo, Heaven's Got a Back Road, Broke Free, Say About Me, A Little More Me, Short Week, and House of Mirrors. So out of those 10 songs, 7 of those songs have videos.
Okay.
So that thing went under the radar. I don't know what happened there. And, you know, I don't know what the numbers look like because we didn't even talk about it to actually check. But September 3rd, it's been out almost 2 months as we record this.
And as we record this, she just dropped another video last week, if I'm not mistaken, for the next project. So, yeah, we are really late.
But we are 100 episodes in and we are really working.
Yes, we are.
All right, man, I'm going to recap real quick. We started everything off. Hi-Rez and Jimmy Levy, the name of that joint was This Is a War. Very, very strong message. I really like the scenery, the protest scenery. Then we had Who the Fuck is Justin Time and Big Murph with Saddle Up.
It just looks like you hunching in the air. We can't see your butt book.
That's what they doing. Nice video, nice beat by 30-30. Nice scenery, everything was on point. Definitely video of the year contention. Then we had Boondock King featuring Simple Man. All I can say is Simple Man did it again. Great performance by Boondock King. And last was 4G Auto Bro featuring Stony Dude Bro and Ron J. And I want to say, who the hell Grandmama was in that video too?
I mean, one but two black dudes. So I would say Ron Jay's grandma.
Ron Jay, I ain't trying to be funny. I just want y'all to be honest. Did she vote for Trump? Did she?
Maybe she did. Leave it alone.
I mean, I ain't mad at nobody vote for Trump. I ain't never said I voted for Biden. I'm going to be honest. Y'all don't know who I voted for? I voted for me. I wrote my goddamn name in. I said, shit, I can go to sleep doing speeches and shit. And, you know, I can do all the shit they do. I'm like, well, why not? I got, guess what I got that Biden ain't got and Trump ain't got? I got a thorn crown. I voted for me. Yes. That's true. And this whole let's go Brandon thing, how long do you think it's going to last? Do you know where it came from?
Yeah. I saw the original footage.
Okay.
Too bad she can't get no money off of it, but but she's internet famous because of it.
Yeah.
I'll probably give it to, I don't think it's going anywhere. It'll probably run the entire term of Joe Biden.
So the next five shows, all right, I'm going to say this. Do you want to do a Let's Go Brandon show?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, then I'm going to do one song for the next five shows as long as they're coming.
Fuck.
Because there are artists that we reviewed to have them. Laz Orlando, Laz Alexander has one. Laz, we reviewed him.
Yeah, his is the one, though. His is the one that charted, that started everybody else to create them. Like, his is the one that was out there first.
Bryson Gray has one.
Hmm. Didn't he own Laz's remix?
I'm not sure. I just know.
Well, fuck it. Let's just get the Let's Go Brandon show out of the way, because I don't know if I can tolerate too much more of this shit. Because if it's bad, it's bad. And they just, it's all a money grab. Like, it was church's terms, and we're going to run with it because it was 100% accurate. This is definitely a money grab.
Hey, man.
But to end there, to be devil's advocate, if the system allows you to do it, then use it. Use the system. So if you see an opportunity for something and there's a lane for it, and there's definitely a lane for these type of records, then put yourself out there and get it. Get the money, because the money's there.
You know what? I'm wrong. I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all going to be mad at me. But somebody has a Let's Go Brandon playlist.
There's plenty of Let's Go Brandon playlists. I've seen them.
And actually, this one is probably more what y'all want. Y'all gonna be mad to hear what y'all listen to mine. You're gonna be mad, but this one has, yeah, it's got Burden, it's got Laza Alexander, it's got Bryson Gray, it's got Mises,
it's got the people that's in the Let's Go Brandon
movement. In the genre.
Yeah.
It's okay. Give me a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Listen to my playlist. You would thoroughly enjoy. My playlist is going to put you in a good mood. Their playlist is going to make you mad.
Right.
Mine going to make you go, this is what my playlist is going to make you do. You know what their playlist is going to make you do?
What's that?
Step foot up, right foot slide. All right, man, look, everybody, please rush over to countryrightreport.com. Get everything, all your Country Right Report needs, whether you want to check out the videos, whether you want to check out the Spotify playlist, whatever you want to do, it's right there. The playlist is, not the playlist, the podcast. Country Right Report is on podcast networks everywhere. Name a few of them.
We're on Apple. We're on Amazon. We're about to be on iHeart. We're about to be on Deezer. We are about to be on Pandora. We're on Podcast Pocket. I think that's what it's called. Pocket Podcast. Some shit like that. They're all listed on the website, though. It's on the, just find the page, and it says Podcast Network, and we're all there.
So basically, whatever your favorite podcast streaming site is, check us out there. Yes. All right? And if you're an artist, or if you'd like to hear just some good music continuous, WCRR over on Live 365. Check us out. That link is there too. Everything, like I said, Country Rap Report related, is there. Okay? Again, all you good people, thank you. Thank you to Bob. Definitely thank you to my man Coco, who's definitely one of the coolest guys I've never met, but he's a good sport. He's had a lot of opportunities where he can give me the business, because I'd be really messing with him about Bama. But Coco, my dog, I really, really like you, my G. Thanks for being a good sport. Because if I ever said anything disrespectful, just know I'm just joning. I'm just playing. I really like Coco. Coco's dope, and he's a good sport. So I got to say that, because I don't want – you know how sometimes people – but put that battery in your back, like, man, he just be dissing you every week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then they think no Coco be mad at me.
Right, you know? Right.
Because
right.
we've got some people mad at us, and it's all love, man. It's all love.
Yeah, we've had some people to remove their videos after we reviewed them. So I'm
really.
It is what it is, fam. It is what it is.
Yeah, when I went down that country rap tune playlist, it's some videos gone.
Yeah, they're gone. Yep. Like, damn.
Video was
when we talked about it. Yeah.
All right. So, again, man, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. We're just trying to grow. And I want to say this. This is a shameless plug, but I just discovered this company.
Hold on. You didn't take the videos out of the playlist, the ones that were removed, did you?
I ain't never removed anything.
Okay, leave them up there, because I want people to know whose videos were removed so they can
look. Oh, they don't say the names. It just say video removed.
No, but when you click on the link, don't it take you to their channel and it say
video? It's gone. They took them down.
Well, fuck. Okay,
yeah, they killed the link. They might have created a new link, but that one's gone. That goes nowhere. Bye bye. It just spins. Look, I want to say this. This is a company I just discovered, and I just want to mention this because I don't know where. I've never even talked to these people, but two people had conversations with me about this company. And it fits into what we're doing. And I don't know how to make it work, but I feel like if I start to talk about it, maybe it's happening to be big for us, okay? In Nashville, Tennessee, there is a brand new radio station that was just launched. Now, I can't figure out if this station is on FM radio or not. It's 96.7 FM, but you know, a lot of times people say shit like that and it's on the internet. Right now, from what I can see, they broadcast via Twitch. They do all their shows live via Twitch. This station is called Young Co. YoCo stands for Young Country. It's a station that highlights hip hop and country.
That sounds like our genre.
And it is owned by one of the owners in this station is Polo the Don.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Make some connects.
Yes.
You didn't tell me that before.
I just found that out this weekend. I just found some out, and I was talking to Carl Washington attorney, and I was talking to Boogie Brown, and they both mentioned this station, but not together. And then I talked to Doug Peterson over at Grand Hustle. So three straight days, three different people mentioned this station to me. First was Jason Boogie Brown. Then it was Carl Washington, attorney at law. Then it was Doug Peterson, Vice President of Grand Hustle. Look at me.
Why are they just on Twitch?
I haven't done enough research to see if this is an actual station that broadcasts on FM. Mm-hmm. But on their Instagram, because it doesn't say on Instagram. It just say, check us out live on Twitch. And they have interviewed shit tons of upcoming artists in the country, pop, and hip-hop genre. Matter of fact, the reason I was talking to it with Doug Peterson, because he manages Damani, and Damani was just interviewed there. So they are meshing the genre of country music and hip hop. That young generation who likes both.
I'm finna reach out to them on our behalf.
And who meshes the generation? Because we talk about country rap, right?
Right.
This is my definition of country rap. I'm never given my definition. I have a definition.
Oh, I know it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Country rap is made by the people whose parents grew up on country and they was forced to listen to country in their parents' house, but they grew up listening to hip hop. And they decided to create music. So country rap is an ode to both. Because you know, church's parents would listen to country, but church was probably sneaking off listening to NWA. And when he got a chance to get in the booth, he gave the world both.
I give you that.
So, Young Co, man, on Instagram, and I'm just plugging them for no reason, but I envision something, you know, and it made me think, like, well, maybe me and Spank should start going on Twitch doing a live radio show. I just put you on the spot.
Maybe we should. I mean, I agree to do a show. I just don't know how to do that. That's your thing.
Like, maybe me and Spank should go on Twitch once a week, or Beego. We go through Streamlab once a week and give y'all our country rap music, news. I play the music, we talk, and whatever. That's just, I just put it out there. But Young Co, and they, bro, they are brought, they have a whole team of shows and announcers, and yeah. And if you can't find it, I'll send you the link.
Oh, I'm looking at them now. I'm on their website.
I didn't say, I just looked at the IG.
I'm asking about a show. Because they're trying to do two different things separately. We are the two different things together.
Yes. All right, ladies and boys, girls, it's your boy Vic XL.
It's your dude Spank.
We are the Country Rap Report, man. Y'all stay locked, and we'll see y'all next time. Go Braves!
Go Braves.